Rojas has already been charged with making illegal campaign donations to Doyle, a charge he's contesting. But over the weekend, U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic said he's looking into possible connections between Rojas' donations to some members of Congress and a recent law that benefited Rojas' former trucking firm, a company that will still pay him through 2010. Governor Doyle has so far refused to return the tens of thousands of dollars he received from Rojas and members of Rojas' family. Doyle was asked if the new probe of Rojas changes his mind.
Well, what I've said all along is that, you know, the United States attorney has said the donations were improper. The other side, there's no way for us as a campaign to have any idea of any of that. So the other, the Rojas family says they were all done perfectly legitimately, and that's what you have a court case for.
And Doyle was asked the second time about Rojas apparently benefiting from federal legislation.
I don't have anything to do with what Congress does. So.
Doyle also says he stands behind State Transportation Secretary Frank Buzalaki for the way the secretary helped Rojas' trucking firm try to lower its tax bills in other states. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan says he'll donate the $58,000 he's received from Rojas over the last 9 years to the Kenosha Boys and Girls Club. Rojas' attorney says his client is the victim of a media feeding frenzy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.